getting used to football mode. You know, now we're here in camp. We're not, you know, back home, you know, kind of relaxed a little bit. So just trying to get back in football mode.
Do you feel like, is there a switch over? Like, I'm not a college player anymore. I'm a pro. I'm a top draft pick, and I'm a pro here.
I mean, it's just football. I mean, it's all it is, and there's only so much you can do in football. So just moving forward, knowing you're, you know, this is what I do for my job, and you're going to get, you know, the best of the best now. So you have to be top of your game and spend a lot more time in the film room.
How about that? I mean, the defenses at this level are so sophisticated. Yeah. They're great at disguising what they're going to do up front.
Exactly.
Is that going to be exactly one of the biggest challenges?
Yeah, especially when you're going from team to team. They have different game plans. You know, they do different things with the coverages, you know, and their defensive schemes. So you have to change it up from week to week.
How much does it help having a veteran like Jason Kelce in here to kind of show you the ropes and let you know what lies ahead?
I mean, he's done a great job. I can speak for him and Evan Mathis and Todd Herrmann's. I mean, really helped me develop, you know, ever since I've been here in the spring, helped me learn the offense and made me feel a lot more comfortable when I'm out there.
Any difference for you lining up on when you're left and right? And
no,
is that something that they plan on doing consistently with you, working on both sides?
I mean, I guess so. I know Jason wasn't here today, so just filling in. There's only five guys out there. But, I mean, I played both in college.
Are you excited receptive to see how this quarterback thing shakes out like the rest of us?
I mean, I got so much to worry about. I'm looking at the defensive ends and linebackers. I mean, sometimes I don't really know who's back there.